We're going to start this morning by talking with independent councillor and Kerry County Council, Niall Batty O'Callaghan, who is supporting and backing Gareth Sheridan. The first vote this morning to take place maybe around about 11, half 11 or so, as to whether Kerry County Council will nominate anyone for the presidency. I spoke to him shortly before coming on air, and I first of all asked him what he thinks is going to happen. Okay, Niall, we're coming down to it now. Last Monday morning, you had a meeting with 14 different candidates or so looking to put their pitches before ye. We have a vote this morning. There's a lot going on today across different county councils. We have the news this morning that Conor McGregor has pulled out of going before Dublin Council. What's going to happen this morning? When's the vote, first of all, the first vote likely to take place, to your mind?
It's going to take about, I suppose, close to an hour into the meeting, because it's item six on the agenda. So we have a few things to go through before we get to the vote. But the first vote basically will be the key to everything. Whether Kerry County Council agree to nominate a candidate is the first vote. And if that vote doesn't go through, there's no other vote. But I'm hoping and I'm optimistic that we can get to the second vote.
That's the crucial point, I suppose, that first vote. I guess the question is, are the numbers there to get the first vote over the line, to your mind? And we also know this morning, I think, that Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Mike Foley, is abroad on council business. So it'll be Marie Maloney in the chair for Labour. So have you done your computations? Is it your hope that you get the first vote passed?
Yeah, we're hoping we get the first vote passed. It's going to be tight, because at the end of the day, with our side of the house, when we went for the AGM, it was Independence plus Sinn Féin. And, you know, Sinn Féin are a party on their own, and I'm not presuming to see what they'll do. But I'm hoping that all us Independents are as one, and that we're going to try and push through. Because I think it's very important to have a democratic process, and that, you know, like, my county council vote isn't I suppose diminished is the word, and not being allowed to use.
Is it, are some councillors reticent, though, do you think, overall, in terms of who they might select? Or is your hope is, and you're going to back Gareth Sheridan, so your hope is you can pass the first vote and then you get enough votes to get him as the main candidate for Kerry County Council in the second vote?
Yeah, and that's my hope, that we can get to the second vote, and that we as independents realise, listen, we can't have three or four different candidates, or even two different candidates, because we fracture our vote, and then one of the big parties could come in and stifle you. So I think it's important that we as independents can try and stay together in some shape or form to say, hey, listen, we understand the big party politics. I come from a sporting background myself, so I understand, you know, you're boxing people out. I understand all that, but I do believe that my vote should be recognised, and my vote should be counted.
Do you know what Fianna Fáil are going to do this morning? Is that the crucial question?
No, we don't. We don't know what Fianna Fáil are going to do, but you know, we do know what Fine Gael are going to do. And, you know, the Fianna Fáil people have their mind to make up as well, and they have a candidate in the field as well. I understand all that, but I suppose it's my contention that I would like to be able to decide myself whether I want to vote for somebody or not.
Yeah, well, isn't that the ultimate test of what Fianna Fáil's position is, or this today will be? Because the advice, what they're being told from headquarters, is to do it. There's no whip in place, but to do everything they can to support the candidacy of Jim Gavin over the next couple of weeks. So does that infer that really they shouldn't be voting for anybody, or is it down to each individual councillor to say, I'll canvass for Jim Gavin, I won't be supporting the person or a person at Kerry County Council, but I'll be, at the same time, I'll allow a vote to go through?
Yeah, well, I think the first part of it isn't recognising any candidate, because there hasn't been anybody nominated. It's recognising the democratic process in terms of allowing us as independents to have our say as well. And I would hope that the political parties might see the first vote as a vote. Yeah, we can abstain on that vote, or we can abstain on the second vote over the person that you're voting for, because we have a candidate in the field. So it's all to play for this morning. It's exciting. But at the end of the day, you know, the democratic process is going to play out today. And, you know, it's virtually impossible in today's day and age to get an independent to get four county councils in the country.
Yeah. Like even if you give the go ahead today, and ye back somebody, whether it's Maria Steen or whether it's Gareth Sheridan or somebody else crops up, the other councils, Longford are meeting today, they're unlikely to back anybody, is the word. I know candidates are going before Cork this evening, they're in Dublin this morning, but a lot of the councils are already closed off. A lot of councils across the country have said we're not counselling. It's very tight, much tighter than it was before.
Yes.
To try and get through, get four. Even if you give the backing, let's say, to Gareth Sheridan, will he get another three? It's a big ask.
It's a huge ask, and it's a huge ask for Gareth or any other candidate, and I would hope it would be Gareth, because I think today Kerry could set the precedent in the country and say, hey, listen, he's got one on the board anyway, and it might help him in the other counties where it's nip and tuck to say, hey, listen, he's got a chance. Let's give the young fella a chance. That's all you're asking. Give the young fella a chance. Put him in the field. And you don't have just a bland presidential election with three political party candidates or four or whatever it's going to be. And it's all politicised. And, you know, some people say, Gareth hasn't any experience in terms of politics, but Jim Gavin doesn't either. So, you know, so there's a lot to play for. And from my point of view, I just like to see Gareth in the field. He's a nice, well-spoken young fella. I don't know if he can get over the line with four councils, but I'm certainly going to try and give him a leg up anyway.
Do you think if he gets two or maybe even three, that might push another council to say, look, in fairness, we'll just give him the run. He's almost there. That momentum might be a factor and might start with Kerry.
Yeah, and I think what might happen then is if he gets one or two, then a lot of the other independents that are looking for votes and putting pressure on other councillors might say, "Hey, listen, we don't have a chance. This guy has a chance. Let's see. Can we get him in?" So you'll alleviate a lot of pressure on some of the county councillors then, because you've only one candidate, and can you get him through? Kerry is a little bit of an outlier because we do have so many independents in our county, and but again, the first vote will depend on the independents, and it'll depend on Sinn Féin sticking together
and allowing it,
and Sinn Féin will have their own decisions to make, and they're fair enough people, and they're willing to listen, which is amazing.
Okay, just on the second vote, if it gets to it, and a lot of ifs here, depending on whether it gets past the first vote or not. Gareth Sheridan has a proposer and seconder. Does anybody else, does Maria Steen, do you think, have a proposer and seconder?
As far as I know, she doesn't. But again, I'm not taking the lady because I don't know. But I think from what I know about the numbers and talking to the other independents, I think we have the numbers. Even if there's somebody else nominated, I think we might have the numbers. It'll be interesting then. I know the political parties, Sinn Féin or Fine Gael, will basically block Fianna Fáil. It'll be interesting what they do. It'll be very interesting what they do in the course of the day to set the tone for the rest of the country. And Sinn Féin, I can understand, then they'll probably have their own candidate. They'll step away from the vote or whatever they want to do individually. But, you know, I would think the best way forward for us is to nominate one candidate and try and get him through.
Okay. Now, I looked separately, just briefly, it's something that we'll be talking a bit more about this week as we get more information from the HSE, but we're still awaiting the opening of the Killarney Community Nursing Unit and the moving of patients from Colinvanis and the Old District Hospital. We're now 6 months beyond when the hospital was due to be opened. Still, to our understanding, hasn't yet been handed over from the contractor to the HSE to allow the commissioning period, which is followed then by a 6-week HICWA inspection period, and then the process of handing it over. This project is heading into severe delay now, or perhaps maybe as much as a year, from what we understand.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. It's a disgrace, to be honest. I mean, we were given a tour of this facility before the elections. This is nearly 18 months ago now. And it was ready to open and very close. And when we walked at that time, all you were short of is the beds and the equipment in the room. And we're still 18 months down the road. And we're still going to be another 12 months down the road, because if you're taking away the workers' panel, and I'll actually have to start from scratch again. And
this, the people who were put on the panel possibly to employed, and the recruitment is another issue for people to go into the hospital. And where is that process is a question.
Yeah, everything just seems to be all over the shop. Somebody needs to come in, put a face to it, grab a hold of it, and get this done. We have patients over in Colinvanis that are anxious to move over. There's families who want to move over. There's workers who have plans to move over. So it's very important that this process is done. And then you can't really do it in the depths of winter when the flu and everything else is around the place, moving people into a new facility. It's not conducive lifting people out of beds into ambulances and across. And, you know, so you're losing another window here. And it's very, very disappointing. And, you know, the HSC, again, it really doesn't surprise me at times. But a lot of these things, you know, it's just somebody needs to just grab a hold of it.
Do we need a date? Do we need a prospective date or more? Well, all we're getting is we cannot put a timeline on it. And we're waiting a response to a query we put in on Friday about when people will be, when they think the hospital will be opening up. And the last time we asked about a month ago, it was effectively, we don't know.
Yeah. And how do you not know? How do you not know, even if you're in the process of building or you're in the process of doing something, you set a timeline. If you're a young couple building a house, you set a timeline. I was talking to a couple yesterday and they're starting their house in 2 weeks' time and they're expecting to be in the spring of 2027. There's no timeline with this. It seems to be just running and running and running. And, you know, when is somebody going to step in and just put a timeline to it and just say, listen, these people will be in on the 1st of May, I guarantee it. Or give us some guarantee. But right now, it's up in the air. It's been up in the air now for 18 months. And it's a bit like the Children's Hospital. When the government is spending the money, there's no problem. We'll work away and we have no deadlines and we don't know what we're doing. I mean, somebody needs to put a face and a name and say, I'm managing this place. This is how I'm going to deliver it. And this is when I'm going to deliver it, which is the most important thing for the patients and the families and the workers.
There you go. That's Niall Batty O'Callaghan there about the vote, which will take place. We think of maybe half an hour into this morning's meeting, which gets underway at Áras an Cuntéidh at 10:30. Number of different items on the agenda before it gets to that point. And the question is, do the independents have enough votes amongst the councillors who are there today to get it to the second vote, which will probably most likely, you would imagine if it gets to that stage, nominate Gareth Sheridan for the Áras. But again, a long way to go on that, and whether it'll even happen is another thing.